You're listening to Catholic Chicago on WNDZ 750 AM. During the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago brings you programs about the people, events, and issues that touch our lives. Welcome to Catholic Chicago.
Good morning. My name is Clarissa Alhintera, and I'm your host for the radio program Lifelong Journey. This is a radio program hosted by the Office of Lifelong Faith Formation in the Archdiocese of Chicago. We're at you on Wednesday morning once a month, and this is our appointed time for the month of July. And so today my guest is Mr. Kenneth Velasquez. He works with me in the Office of Lifelong Faith Formation. I'll have him introduce himself and a little bit about his role in the office. And tell us also, because you've been in the Archdiocese for, 4 years now? 5 years?
Close to five.
Okay, yeah. So tell us, what do you do and how'd you get here?
Well, I've been working in the office for 5 years, and I started taking care of the certification when it was only on site. It was called Fostering Faith. There was a point in the office that things needed to change because our formation was not going to, it wasn't growing as we were hoping. So the online component was included, and the new certification and formation component is basically offering opportunities for people to be formed, and actually I coordinate that process for people to be to have access to formation and to receive the certification in two formats: online, taking the courses online, or taking the courses, in a particular place and site on a scheduled time through the year. That's basically my role, certification for all parish catechists and school teachers associated with the Office of Catholic Schools.
Nice. So the reason we brought Ken on this morning was we were going to talk a little bit about certification, especially in talking about some of our webinars and talking a little bit about the importance of blended learning and the opportunity for formation at home. If you haven't had a chance to visit the Office for Lifelong Formation website, you would see that some of what we're doing now is kind of online and blended learning. And so I'll ask Ken a little bit about, when we talk about blended learning or kind of the webinars, what would people see when they came on, and why is that platform learning different or better than the way it's been done in the past?
Well, I don't know if I would say is better, but I would say it's more accessible.
Mm-hmm.
We learned and we hear parishes, catechists, and school teachers who were struggling with going to particular sites during the winter, busy life, busy time, busy schedule, and saying, I cannot make it. So the year started, but never continued because it was, different activities and things in their lives. So we learned online components. It is something that already exists in people's lives. Mm-hmm. You purchase things online, you order food online, you do a lot of things online. So why not receive formation? The formation components are not necessarily giving you academic points for you to be informed. But, through the formation classes and even the webinars, we kind of cover different aspects of life that people feel related, but sometimes they don't know where to find it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a Google, but based on faith, and we listen to questions that people ask, and we try to cover those areas in a really current time and using easy language.
Yeah, I mean, I think the current time and easy language are part of the big shift, I feel like, since, you and I have been doing formation and type pieces for a number of years now. I think the accessibility is also a really big piece in trying to be better about getting to where people are actually, you know, in their homes, in their hands, in front of them, on their screen, and maybe doing a better job about accommodating maybe some of their busy schedule, especially with family and other things.
Yeah, I mean, that's why when you mentioned about what's better, you know, online also has certain limitations. Like, mm-hmm. you know, you don't interact with other people as you are in the room with mm-hmm. other folks taking classes and raising questions. But you get answers to questions that people usually don't have, or they don't know where to find it. So this formation can be also watched in your phone. I mean, mm-hmm. the format of these formation classes, you can watch on a tablet. You don't need a computer. You have your phone, a smartphone. It's already there. The webinars are free. That's another component that we want to make it accessible.
Mm-hmm.
And we're introducing these online components as something that people may feel digital platforms are not necessarily on to socialize or to purchase stuff. It's also to learn more about my faith.
Now, the topics that you cover, is it pretty wide-ranging as well?
Yes, and actually the topics for the webinars are coming from feedback that we got from principals,
mm-hmm.
from catechetical leaders, from catechists and school teachers. We cover areas from liturgy, how to prepare for a mass, to the document on the joy of the gospel or call to holiness from Pope Francis, which is one of the latest documents that he wrote, and other topics. You know, like accompaniment. We're planning right now our topics for this new year. And we want to focus really on what accompaniment means, forming disciples means, and, you know, getting a better disposition for all of us as new Renema Church is, you know, really taking place in our realities, in our communities.
What I find interesting in the approach that the team is taking to the webinar is that there's a lot of listening, like in very good listening. Like you're really listening to what the needs are of the students, I guess, right? And how are you doing that listening? Is it through evaluations or surveys, or how are you figuring out what our students need?
For the first year, we started last year, before we planned the topics, I had meetings, intentional meetings with particular principals who were always cooperating and just, you know, giving us a lot of encouragement to continue doing this formation component, the webinars. And I asked them, you know, what are your teachers struggling with?
Mm-hmm.
And some said, my school teachers, they have to prepare mass every month. So and they don't know even what the sacristy is or what the liturgical, you know, mm-hmm. signs and symbols and even the books, they don't know how to use it. And we have the fortune to have the Office of Divine Worship at Williamson with us. So we partner with all the offices that we have the experts. Can you explain in an easy way how teachers can learn how to prepare mass?
Yeah.
You know, things like that.
That's amazing. I think that the listening is a big piece in how we are reimagining Renew My Church, right? We can't come into a community and be that person of accompaniment unless we're doing our part in listening.
And now we are, for the last half year, we used forums to introduce the webinars. And in the link to the webinar, we have in the last sentence topics that you suggest. And we have really, really good topics.
That's awesome.
On relationship with parents, with other adults. It's really cool.
Well, let's go ahead and take a break, and then we'll come back and learn a little bit more.
Do you serve your parish as a cantor or extraordinary minister of Holy Communion? If so, Liturgy Training Publications is offering online formation this fall that will deepen your understanding and practice of your ministry. From the cantor's tune-up to preparing to serve as an extraordinary minister of Holy Communion, there is a workshop designed to meet your needs and enrich your ministerial experience. There are three options available for cantors and psalmists, and three offerings available for communion ministers. Take one or take all three. For dates and registration information, please visit ltp.org or call 1-800-933-1800. That's ltp.org or call 1-800-933-1800.
Hi, my name is Craig. I was homeless for 2 years, then I met Miss Ramona, a case manager at Catholic Charities. She found a place for me to live and is helping me with a resume and finding a job. I feel safe and away from the gun violence I know too well, having been a victim of it. The more I meet with Catholic Charities, the better I feel. They have changed my life. They're called Chicago's Good Samaritans, but to me, they are turnaround experts. Care to help? Visit CatholicCharities.net.
All right, we are back with Lifelong Journey. This is Clarissa Alhintera. I'm your host for this beautiful Wednesday morning, and I'm here joined by Ken Velasquez. He works in the Office of Lifelong Faith Formation, and he oversees certification and formation. And so before the break, we were talking a little bit about some of the topics of the webinars, and I wanted to have Ken explain to you a little bit about the process of the listening that kind of happened to come to the current topics and the future topics. So Ken, tell us a little bit about the listening process that took place with you and the team.
Well, as I mentioned in the previous segment, I kind of had intentional meetings and conversations with principals and catechetical leaders who were asking me for topics that catechists will find really useful. We focus a little bit more on liturgy, how to prepare Mass, because we know there are different moments when school teachers have to prepare the Mass for the whole school in a particular time of the year. So we introduce a liturgical calendar, you know, different. We wanted to equip them with a better understanding of what they celebrate every day. This is not a different science. It's just something that sometimes we need to introduce easily to the science language and resources that they can find. We also ask them directly, now we have their attention and they are participating fully in these webinars, and they trust what we provide. So we ask them, what other topics you want to find in these resources? And we found, and actually we partnered with different offices, Office of Ecumenical Affairs, we have a Liturgy, Human Dignity and Solidarity. We have these different topics that we want to cover nowadays because we have a lot of matters that we need to look into with the lenses of our faith.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about your own experience of, why this is so important today, the blended learning and the way formation is happening with the webinars.
Well, as I said, online formation, online components are providing the accessibility to participants, to, catechists and co-teachers to be formed. But formation is not only receiving formation, receiving content. It's interacting, making it your own. How can you make it possible? You need to dialogue with yourself and with others. And it was interesting to find that there are certain people who wanted to watch these webinars and sessions with their family. There was a school teacher who was watching these webinars. She was cooking, probably, and kids were in the kitchen, doing homework. And she was, regularly watching the courses and the webinars. And we have to produce once a month the webinars. And the kids were asking her. She sent an email saying that her kids were asking her, when is the next webinar? We want to watch it. So even the kids were expecting the webinar because they find it really useful. And also they find it that it was a good topic to discuss over a meal as a family. Mom, why, in the webinar they say that God is, here, different questions that they may have. So she mentioned that it was a good experience, and my own experience is formation needs to be a piece that help people to have an encounter with Christ.
Mm.
Now, it is possible for an office or even for an archdiocesan department to support everybody everywhere. I think, you know, that would be not realistic. Mm-hmm. So the online component is providing the tools and resources for people to really make their own what they're learning. You know, how this is connected to my life, how this is, if I read in Matthew that God is, that Jesus is asking disciples, go and make disciples, how Kenneth in Chicago can help make disciples. I think just through my work, my ministry, and, you know, making the formation components really tied to daily life experiences.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like what I'm hearing is there's a lot of intentional listening, but there's a lot of the practical piece. And I love the fact that the teacher who you're talking about played it with her family in the background, because you really never know how some of those questions and those conversations take place. But intentionally, she was fulfilling her role as a parent, which is go and make disciples, you know, to kind of share that with her kids. And I think the vulnerability of answering those questions that she might not know the answer to, but just kind of sitting with the kids and hearing, you know, their own questions.
And we got those questions too.
Yeah.
You know, and following emails, some of the school teachers said, I watched this and my son has this question about the webinar.
Mm-hmm.
I said, wow, they are watching with their family, mm-hmm. and the whole family is bringing a question, and she emailed me the question. So it is a good point for us to see that this is not happening because it's a requirement. It is something that is happening because family really wants to get to know Jesus in a way that is meaningful to them.
So tell me a little bit about the passage, go and make disciples. You know, why for you is that so important? I know that you're a dad, and I don't know if that has something to do with it.
Definitely. Well, my whole life being related to formation in different ways and being disciples. I'm from Peru, and my formation is with the Salesians in a religious order, in a youth group. And I learned a lot about, you know, really being a follower.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when it comes to family and to work, and, you know, my work in the archdiocese, it is, I think, is my call to help others to get to know Jesus. Maybe not in the way that I get to know Jesus, because it's a personal encounter, but it's something that I hope in others will have the same effect, mm-hmm. which is make you a better person. You know, and that's what I think that the call of my vocation as a Catholic, as Christian, is to really go and make disciples.
Yeah. Have you seen that really happen through the certification process and some of the pieces that you're doing, that you are kind of fulfilling that role?
Yes. Well, actually, I'm also invited to do presentations to parishes. And one thing that I'm doing right now is, you know, since the certification was presented as a requirement, I don't go in that direction to present to parishes, catechists, school teachers about this is a requirement, you have to do it. Because then you lose the component that is needed. So I go and explain a little bit on different surveys and realities that show that children and youth are getting far. They're disaffiliating from the church,
mm-hmm.
simply because they were formed but never transformed by this formation. So what I talk about is, you know, the survey on Going Gone and other surveys that present that these children and youth never had an encounter with Christ, even though they received the sacrament, they prepared for the sacraments, for First Communion, confirmation, but still they got, you know, pretty much something to do.
Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll come right back in about a minute. Thank you.
Thank you. This is Monsignor Michael Boland for the Voice of Catholic Charities. For over 100 years, Catholic Charities has been helping people in need 365 days a year. We have 158 programs in 174 locations throughout Cook and Lake Counties. And 92 cents of every dollar donated goes directly toward our vulnerable neighbors as they work to become self-sufficient again. Our annual golf invitational is coming up on Wednesday, July 24th at beautiful Cog Hill in Lamont. The funds from this event go to our family stabilization program. This year, one of the three golf courses will be specifically designated for players 35 years old and under. We hope you'll consider joining us for the fun. A number of Chicago sports celebrities will be there, and it'll be a wonderful opportunity for great golf, food, and friendships as we raise important funds for those less fortunate than ourselves. For sponsorships or to reserve your foursome, call 312-655-7290. That's 312-655-7290.
We invite you to watch Catholic Chicago this weekend, featuring a conversation with Cardinal Blaise Cupich and video highlights from across the Archdiocese. Here's host Todd Williamson.
We'll talk to Cardinal Blaise Cupich about the recently passed abortion legislation in Illinois. We'll hear from Father Greg Boyle, whose mission is to confront the culture of violence. And we'll introduce you to the newly ordained priests for the Archdiocese of Chicago.
Watch Catholic Chicago Friday at 7 p.m. on Chicago Loop Cable, Channel 25, and Sunday afternoon at 3 on the Comcast Network, Channel 100.
Good morning. This is Clarissa Alhantara and the radio program Life Long Journey. If you're just joining us, welcome to the show. This is a radio program hosted by the Office of Lifelong Faith Formation in the Archdiocese of Chicago. And once a month on a Wednesday morning, we come and take over the airwaves, perhaps, and we talk a little bit about the work that we're doing in the office, but really how it kind of impacts the greater kind of Chicagoland area. And because a lot of what we do is formational, today we invited on Kenneth Velasquez, and he's talking a little bit about the importance of some of our blended learning opportunities, our webinars, and the classes, the sessions that we offer online that can kind of help people bring forth their own missionary discipleship call. But before we go back into the story, I want Ken to give us information, a website, and an email address and maybe a phone number if they have questions or if they're interested in learning more about what we offer.
Yes, well, more information about the certification process can be found on our website, formcatholiconline.com. That would be the website that you have the courses and the content with a little detail on what the courses are about. You will find there the track for catechists and the track for school teachers because there's a little variance in a number of sessions, and the webinars will be found also in our website. But if they want to, send us an email asking for questions, they can send to the general email, which is certification@archchicago.org. And the phone number, the general phone number for the team is 312-534-8606.
Perfect. Thank you. So we were talking a little bit before the break about discipleship and the call. And I wanted Kenneth to talk about his own, maybe personal story about where you felt called and sent as a disciple.
Well, to talk about my call to discipleship, I had to go back when I was 12 years old.
Okay.
Yeah, I was, as I said, I was formed with the Salesians, and we received all the formation on Saturdays and Sundays in the afternoon with games and, playtime, but also catechesis. And I remember this seminarian who was newly entered in the seminary. He was really, really nervous. And he was trying to give us half an hour of catechesis for First Communion. And the way he was explaining things, we were looking like, what is he talking about? He was using, theological language, or he was using a language that we kids at 12, we couldn't even understand. So there was the first Saturday on classes, and I went when I was everybody was playing the soccer, I went to him and said, like, what were you talking about? And he explained to me in a way that I was able to understand. I said, okay, what are you teaching next Saturday? And he gave me the topics, and he gave me a book on the catechism for children. And I started reading it. And the following Saturday, he was talking and I was translating in an easier language to my peers. That's when I started being a catechist. And when I realized what I'm doing this is not my job, because he's supposed to do it. But I enjoyed it, and I felt that my friends were getting to know Jesus in a way that it was easier for us to understand. And that's how I became a catechist, in a way that I wasn't expecting. I was going to be catechized, but I ended up participating in the catechetical process for my friends, as I was learning beforehand. Yeah, that was how I started my call.
Wow. So it sounds like an unintentional and important like role in your own life about how you kind of came into who you are today.
Yes, and when I came here to Chicago almost 16 years ago, my experience of catechesis in very multicultural context here in Chicago, very diverse. Me being Peruvian, going to a Hispanic parish with a Mexican community, huge Mexican community, and getting even to know the language. People were celebrating the, you know, the rituals, you know, their devotions. My first experience, my first encounter with the Our Lady Guadalupe celebration, having the full church already packed at 3 o'clock in the morning, and you know, having the mañanitas mass at 5 o'clock, there was, oh my God, in this winter, you know, it's really cold, and people, that's how they express their faith. So for me, it was really still a learning experience, how to do mission here. But also it's a way for me to enrich myself in not only one way to do or express my faith. And that's how I keep saying to myself, you are not teaching, you are not supporting, just learning all the time, 100%. You are always learning.
Yeah.
How you can support others in their ministry. So that what I think that's part of the piece of accompaniment that I really feel still growing, because I'm learning every single day new ways of, you know, provide accompaniment.
Yeah. So my fun fact about that scripture piece, go and make disciples. When my husband and I got married 3 years ago, the closing song we had for our wedding celebration was about discipleship and going out into the world. And still kind of, even though we are a unit of two people, like one unit, I guess, the idea of discipleship is not lost, right? Because even though as adults we have different roles and different things we do, I think always remembering our own baptismal call and how we're each called to kind of serve in different ways.
Yeah, and also especially when we talk about adults who are, you know, embracing a role, you know, like we work in the archdiocese, we work in an office, but those who are providing their ministry with children and youth. So it is my understanding of faith as adult. Now, how can I translate that expression for others? So we need to learn new language, new ways of doing things. And I know there's been a kind of resistance of using technology for classes with children and youth. But nowadays, that's the way they learn. And that's the way we need to continue growing ourselves and you know, taking the risk to do things that are making a difference for others and helping us to grow as well.
Yeah. One of the things I'm looking at, so outside of playing radio host, the role I have is coordinating children's ministry in the Archdiocese. And some of the pieces that we're looking at when we're talking about parent formation have video components for parents, because I think one of the things that I've learned as a new parent is that you don't end your day until it's really late. And then when you do, you have very little time. So we'll come back and talk a little bit more about the technology piece in a little bit.
Thank you. Ever think of donating your car? You can donate a car that you no longer need to Catholic Charities. The donation will help needy people throughout Cook and Lake Counties. Donating your car is easy. Call us at 877-786-GIVE from anywhere in the country. That's 877-786-4483. Pickup is free. We do the paperwork and you get a tax deduction. Catholic Charities accepts cars, trucks, vans, motorcycles, or boats in almost any condition. No need to pay hefty repair bills. Avoid the hassle of selling. Calls taken 7 days a week at 877-786-GIVE. That's 877-786-4483. Or go online to CatholicCharities.net.
The cemetery ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection. There are 44 Archdiocese of Chicago Catholic cemeteries willing to help you in your time of loss. Call 708-449-6100 or visit CatholicCemeteriesChicago.org. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
You're listening to Catholic Chicago on WNDZ 750 AM. Every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, events, and issues that touch our lives. Thanks for letting us be part of your morning. Now again, Catholic Chicago.
We are back with Lifelong Journey. This is Clarissa Alhantara, your host for this morning's radio program. On air with me today is Kenneth Velasquez, and we are talking about formation, blended learning, and kind of technology. The question Ken and I were talking about during the break was, what's kind of the real-world application about, you know, meeting people where they're at and, you know, moving to an online or blended learning platform?
Yeah, well, I think the first example that comes to mind is Pope Francis. I think for many years we saw the church teaching as something that only people with theology formation or with, you know, deep understanding of religion and philosophy will be able to understand. But now we see that Pope Francis is writing encyclicals, he's writing letters and exhortations to encourage people to see that faith is not far from reality. Faith is not a bubble that you need to get into or you experience only when you go to Mass or when you go to a particular time in life to a church. Faith is related when you cook, when you drive, when you teach, when you have a dialogue with another person, when you encounter people in the street. And that's how you have faith embedded in your own life. And Pope Francis is very clear, especially for catechists, when it says you cannot be call yourself a catechist and teach the good news if you have a funeral face. To me, it was like, yes, that's true. So we're talking about a Jesus that is alive, that Jesus that is with us, that Jesus that is walking next to us, but we still feel sometimes alone. We feel that nobody understands us, and we feel that where is Jesus? Mm-hmm. Where is God in my life? So we need to see that. And I think Pope Francis and the church teaching is really, really applicable and easy to understand language.
Yeah. I was also thinking about, I want to say Gaudium et Spes. And when we're talking about evangelization, like where people are kind of, and I don't actually have where it is in the document, but when we're talking about meeting people where they're at, I mean, that's so much of how we're called today, of, you know, where are we meeting people in the busy times of their lives, in the transitional times of their lives, and kind of beyond that.
Yeah, and I think Pope Francis mentioned Gaudium et Spes and other documents on evangelization, because basically the mission of the church is to evangelize, mm-hmm. is to share the good news.
Mm-hmm.
We see other denominations, they go and knock the door, you know, your houses and different neighborhoods. And we usually don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we're living a time that the way we express our faith is being challenged to a more proactive way of getting to know people who we are. If you had the chance to read some documents that explain or to go back in time when the first Christian communities were growing, they never, you know, they were not allowed to express who they were, but it was by actions that they learned. Oh, why these people are so joyful? Why these people is sharing? Why these people is doing this or that? So for us, unless you have a bumper sticker that says I'm Catholic, even when you're driving, sometimes may not realize that you're a Catholic.
Yeah.
And I might be in those lines when I drive sometimes. I'm sorry.
Okay.
But I think it's related to how we live and how we embrace and own what we learn about our faith.
Mm-hmm.
Is if I'm a Catholic, and I live in solidarity with others in their needs. I may not understand because I am not living that experience, but I feel related because Jesus said in the gospel, when I was naked, you know, you clothed me. When I was hungry, you feed me. And we need to start looking where Jesus is in our lives. Mm-hmm. Who is in our office, our coworker, who is always eating alone? Why not going to this person and say, hey, can I sit with you? Something.
Yeah.
Do something that makes the difference in other people's life, but especially in our own lives.
Mm-hmm. So it's kind of the mirroring that, you know, we can't be to others unless maybe we've experienced it for ourselves. You know, and like you couldn't be the catechist unless maybe someone had empowered you and you'd experienced Christ in a very real and profound way.
Yeah, well, definitely. I mean, I think that... when we talk about being formed, we need to really understand that we need to be transformed more than anything. We need to find a way to express our faith, especially if we don't use words, so by actions. I might be a lawyer, an educator, or even a writer. Anything that you find is your calling, your vocation, you may ask yourself, where is God in all my, in my life?
Mm-hmm.
How can I make my life more Christ-like? And I think that's the call that we all have, and we try to make it accessible to people. So when you have questions, you at least know where to go, at least to find some questions, also some answer to your questions. I think that would be the point to start thinking.
So just so we have it for our listeners, go ahead and, if you can, give us the website where people can find information and an email address or a phone number.
Yes, you can please visit our website. It's the ARCH website where you can find the Office of Lifelong Formation. Or you can go to formcatholiconline.com. And our email is certification@archchicago.org. And our phone number, 312-534-8606.
All right, well, let's go ahead and take a break, and then we'll come back one more time.
We invite you to watch Catholic Chicago this weekend, featuring a conversation with Cardinal Blaise Cupich and video highlights from across the Archdiocese. Here's host Todd Williamson.
We'll talk to Cardinal Blaise Cupich about the recently passed abortion legislation in Illinois. We'll hear from Father Greg Boyle, whose mission is to confront the culture of violence. And we'll introduce you to the newly ordained priests for the Archdiocese of Chicago.
Watch Catholic Chicago Friday at 7 p.m. on Chicago Loop Cable, Channel 25, and Sunday afternoon at 3 on the Comcast Network, Channel 100.
Hi, my name is Ramona. I'm a caseworker at Catholic Charities. I wish you could meet Craig, age 23, shot 3 times and homeless for 2 years before I met him. The more we met and I listened to him, the more he impressed me. We're working on his resume and job hunting. We're called Chicago's Good Samaritan, and you can be one too. Might you have a job for Craig and thousands of others like him? Join us at CatholicCharities.net.
Good morning. This is Clarissa Alhinter, and I'm back with you. We are in the middle of the radio program, Lifelong Journey. It's a radio program hosted by the Office of Lifelong Faith Formation in the Archdiocese. And with me this morning is my colleague Ken Velasquez, and we've been talking a lot about formation, kind of the online learning platform. We've talked about the missionary call and discipleship. And we still have so much more to cover in a very good way. Ken, so tell me a little bit about what are some ways that if you aren't a Catholic school teacher, especially because I know that they have a system of contact through principals, but if you aren't like a teacher or a catechist, how could you learn a little bit more about some of the resources you're talking about? Like, how do they sign up? Do they just go online? Like, what makes the most sense?
Well, if you're a school teacher or a catechist, the first point of contact is your catechetical leader. They're the ones who kind of set you up in the system, in the platform, and they let us know what formation is required for the level that the person is going. Because the certification process goes in 3 levels. Level 1 for those who never receive any kind of formation, level 2 for those who receive partial formation, and level 3 those who were certified many years ago. For each one of them, there is a set of courses and sessions, but the webinars and the resources can be found in formcatholiconline.com, and we will include some elements as people need to register and join in the platform. And, you know, webinars are the first component that we have. We are planning on having other videos that are relevant, but because it's free resources, we need to ask for permission from the sources. But we're just growing in this new component of webinars that participants may, you know, to make it more meaningful and helpful for us as they suggest different areas of formation that are looking into.
Yeah. Are the videos and resources very long? Like, is it like a series of videos and resources? Or when we talk about some of the webinars, how much time are they?
Well, the webinars are designed to be in segments. Might be 1 hour long webinar, but divided in 5 or 4 segments. And we're planning or keep growing in that format to provide even some time for reflection. Mm. We found that catechists and school teachers have this need for time for prayer. Mm. When we have these retreats and we provide these retreats as part of the formation components, in their evaluations, we read, oh, thank God you give us time to do some prayer. As you watch the webinars, my suggestion is not look into these webinars as something that you will learn from, but it's something that you will reflect upon. I think the idea is that you will maybe even stop the webinar for a while and say, like, what I'm listening here, how this is relevant to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, find different ways to make this webinar really an opportunity for you to know yourself, mm-hmm. and your faith a little more. Why I'm watching this webinar in the first place.
So it sounds like even though technology is very much involved, that it's also the adult's responsibility to kind of pause through the webinar maybe, but also integrate the points into their own life. Like, you can't just have it playing in the background and maybe not really pay attention. It sounds like you have to really think about the applications of how this might change your life.
Definitely. Actually, the topics that we provide and the presenters that we invite to do the webinars, we have a meeting with them and explain who is our audience. And the main point is, how can you make this topic even relevant to their lives? You know, it's not 1 hour of information that they will store in the hard drive, even if they want to download the video, but they don't watch it again. But they finish watching the webinar with the idea of, you know, I wasted 1 hour of my life.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make it meaningful. We want to make it accessible in the language and the topics, so they feel this is good, but I need more.
So when you say meaningful, is it built with reflection questions and like really nice music? And how is it?
Yes, we have, you know, the webinars, you will find a prayer, you know, with music. And we have something is provided by the presenter, or even presented by the webinar facilitator. But you may find also videos that we provide with the music and the prayer. We set the tone that is like a reflective moment for yourself.
Mm.
And we ask the participants to be engaging in the presentation. You know, we don't want people to fall asleep in the middle of the webinar. So we want to make it dynamic, you know, it's a language, and really engaging in the topic, so people will make it their own and ask us for more videos.
Yeah. So how many videos... How many webinars do you think your team is producing since it's the first, you know, the first part of the fiscal year? Like, are you doing like once a month, or?
We're doing once a month webinars. Mm-hmm. We didn't produce one webinar for the month of July because we need a plan, the time to do the planning and to start contacting all the presenters, because we want experts in the webinars to present the videos. People who was expert in the topic, who is expert in the experience, or even people who have been struggling with the reality that they're presenting. So it's a life experience and a testimony of how this topic is really relevant to everybody.
Mm-hmm. What do you see coming up for webinars in the next couple months? Do you have some of those topics?
Yes, and actually another variation in the webinars, we're doing webinars in Spanish as well. And I think I am presenting one of them, but we want participants to find a variation in faces, in experiences and cultures. We want to continue growing more on the accompaniment,
mm-hmm.
and discipleship, and catechetical components that are useful for, you know, teachers and catechists.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and take a break, and then we'll come back in a little bit.
Do you serve your parish as a cantor or extraordinary minister of Holy Communion? If so, Liturgy Training Publications is offering online formation this fall that will deepen your understanding and practice of your ministry. From the cantor's tune-up to preparing to serve as an extraordinary minister of Holy Communion, there is a workshop designed to meet your needs and enrich your ministerial experience. There are 3 options available for cantors and psalmists, and 3 offerings available for communion ministers. Take one or take all 3. For dates and registration information, please visit ltp.org or call 1-800-933-1800. That's ltp.org or call 1-800-933-1800.
This is Monsignor Michael Boland for the Voice of Catholic Charities. Every 30 seconds, someone comes to Catholic Charities for help. When that help includes legal needs, our Legal Assistance Department offers a wide range of services to give hope and help to vulnerable clients in need. Whether it's a dispute with a landlord, a concern about possibly being the victim of a scam, or an issue regarding family law, clients can feel alone in the complex legal system if they're unable to afford an attorney. Our volunteer attorneys answer our legal advice line, offer one-hour consultations in their areas of expertise, and conduct legal seminars that help low-income individuals. These volunteer attorneys come when their schedules permit, and they often tell us they are grateful for the opportunity to share what they know with someone in need. If you are an attorney and would like to learn more about this volunteer program, please call 312-948-6821. That's 312-648-6821. Thank you for considering joining this wonderful group of Good Samaritans.
Good morning, and this is Clarissa Alhantara. This is the radio program Lifelong Journey. This is a show hosted by the Office of Lifelong Faith Formation in the Archdiocese of Chicago. We are here on your radio dial every second Wednesday of the month. You can also find us on Facebook, www.facebook.com/OLFChicago, if you're looking for more content from the Office of Lifelong Faith Formation. With me this morning is Kenneth Velasquez. He works as a senior coordinator of formation and certification in the Archdiocese, and we've been talking a lot about webinars and online learning and blended learning and kind of the importance of the technological piece that, you know, we are definitely moving toward. So the question I have for Ken is, what are some real life and practical applications that some of our listeners can adopt after listening to our radio program?
I would say that since technology is giving us the opportunity to find formation in a more accessible way, I have to say that this is not complete, because that needs to be addressed with others. You know, you can reflect on the formation components by yourself, but then you need to take the next step, which is go and talk to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know that your coworkers, if you are school teachers and you know that your peers in your school are also watching the videos, you know, engage in a conversation. I would say that one of the practical points of this formation sessions is invite adults to engage in a conversation about even the simple question. Do you understand what the webinar was about? You know, very simple. And then how this is relevant to us. We try to make these sessions available in terms of content that is related to them in their reality as co-workers. You know, when we had this session on ecumenical affairs and interreligious dialogue, we understood that in the school setting we have school teachers who aren't Catholic, who might be of the Christian denomination, and they need to understand there is a dialogue between other religions. And how can we, after watching the webinar, how can we go and then and talk to others about, you know, yes, we can make this environment really ecumenical. You know, mm-hmm. The real application is to make these components a practical piece that we can really take action, at least in the first step, as a dialogue with others.
Yeah. I think that's a really great way to think about how you can bring from what's on screen into your own practical life. And so maybe if you're in a community or a group of people and you're all happening to watch a particular webinar, then you can kind of like watch it on your own time and then maybe have a discussion at lunch if it's coworkers, or maybe like set up an informal gathering time.
Yes, and even, you know, as an example that I presented, the story of this school teacher,
mm-hmm.
even sharing this or watching this webinar with your family, you know, I think the content is not high-level theological, you know, sometimes faraway language. Is a language based on realities, and we provide examples and points that are relevant to everybody. So even, you know, children can learn or even bring questions, because that's another point of these formation components. We need to allow ourselves to make questions.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay if we have questions. You know, we are not putting things that are giving you all the answers that you have. You need to start bringing questions. And please share those questions with us, because that's the only way that we can do more follow-up sessions on things that you said, yes, Kenna, you presented this topic, but then what is next?
Mm-hmm.
That next piece, I hope this comes in directly from participants and give us the feedback so we will continue growing.
That's a really amazing model, I think, for using a really large platform, right? The internet or technology is pretty large, but also trying to personalize the experience. And you're not just assuming you think people want something. You're actually asking them and using it and cataloging it and then following up with an intentional conversation.
Yeah, I think the formation components are not going to be, I don't want to say successful, but I'm going to be efficacious in the way we want if it's not mirroring people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we want to do. And that's what I think accompaniment is really about, is Jesus coming to us and shaking our tree, and we know that we have a lot of things going on. And we need to start from one point. And I think these formation components will give us those elements that we find, okay, I'm not going to fix everything that is going on right now, but I can start with the easy ones. And maybe these formation components will share some ideas.
Yeah. I feel kind of bad now, because I see all the emails that you send out about the content, and I've yet to watch any. I feel like I have to catch up.
That one, there's always available. And We're creating a library of those sessions, and I need to make sure that they are accessible in the website. But for sure, Informed Catholic Online, we will have them, you know, pretty soon. If they are not there right now, we will need to make it accessible to everybody.
So, can you tell the listeners one more time where they can find some of this online content?
Yes, the online components, you will find it in formedcatholiconline.com. Or you can send us an email. We'll send you links to the webinars. Send us an email at certification@rchicago.org. Or send us a, you know, call us at 312-534-8606.
That sounds great. Thank you so much, Kenneth, for coming on and being with us. Once again, this is Kenneth Velasquez. He's a senior coordinator of formation and certification. If you want more information about the Office of Lifelong Faith Formation, you can visit us on Facebook, www.facebook.com/OLFChicago, or visit us at Lifelong Faith Formation, a link on the Archdiocesan website. My name is Clarissa Alhantara, and we'll talk next month. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Join us every Monday through Friday at this time for Catholic Chicago. You can stream our programs live or listen to past programs by visiting our website, archchicago.org, and clicking on Radio TV. And please connect with Catholic Chicago on social media.